This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
That is one of my favorite drops. It never fails.
Yeah, we're still broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. It's Bernstein and Harris. We're halfway through the show, which is the last show of the week. Layla Rahimi in, Dan off for the week, and we are having a good time here on a Friday. We're treating it like a Friday. We're playing fast and loose, right? That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, I mean, at least we show up to our job, unlike the dude who didn't for 6 years and got an award.
Man, he's my hero. He's definitely on the work Hall of Fame, like Mount Rushmore type situation. Because to do it for that long, it's okay to do it for a couple of weeks. Like you saw Office Space where it's just like the details were off and... What's my man's name? Milton. Yeah, Milton.
The swingline stapler.
Yeah.
But the difference was he had been fired and kept coming into work. This guy hadn't. He was in charge of a wastewater plant. It's not like...
Yeah.
He was in charge of something important.
Yeah, hopefully that engineering held up on those projects that he was doing. And you know what? We hope that Ryan Poles keeps coming to work, keeps doing his job, and stays on the straight and narrow path because the NFL draft is up next. The Bears have done a pretty good job in free agency. I think we can all agree to that. It's just a matter of now, what's next? How will you finish this offseason? Will you finish strong? So to that end, a lot of drafts are out. Some people are on their third mock draft, like 3.0 mock draft. Meanwhile, football man for the Chicago Tribune, Brad Biggs, has released his draft 1.0.
Huh!
So we thought we should take a look at it and see what Brad Biggs is talking about. If you don't have a subscription to the Chicago Tribune, I suggest you get on board. And the lead of this story just kind of sets you up. Owners of the number one NFL draft pick the last 2 years, the Chicago Bears will have to wait until number 10 for their first selection this year. General manager Ryan Poles traded away the first pick in 2023. And after winding up at number 10 following another trade, he selected right tackle Darnell Wright. The Bears kept the top last pick last year, using it on quarterback Caleb Williams. All right. So in the last decade, the 10th pick has yielded wide receivers Garrett Wilson, Devontae Smith, J.J. McCarthy, Josh Rosen, Patrick Mahomes. This is not a great class for quarterbacks, but no position is more consistently overdrafted by teams in dire straits. Bears very familiar with that description. Now, this affects them directly now because the more quarterbacks selected in the top 9 picks, the more prospects at positions they're eyeing get pushed down the board towards number 10. No first-round pick has been traded this year. I found that very interesting. And this mock draft is presented without any projected trades because, as Brad Biggs points out, it's hard enough to project the picks as it is. Layla, number one, not a shocker to anyone on his board. He's got the Tennessee Titans taking Cam Ward. This is expected, right?
Absolutely.
You could see it. The argument can be made for Abdul Carter, but the Titans
need a quarterback.
Yeah, they've had a little too much mayo on their plate the last couple of years. Fair to say Will Levis's time is on shaky ground?
It is.
Cleveland Browns up next. You could argue they need a quarterback.
You absolutely could, especially with the fact that you don't know what Deshaun Watson is. You don't know the physical condition that he's in.
But according to Brad Biggs, they're going to take Abdul Carter, defensive end from Penn State.
Not surprising to see Carter go in the top 3.
So you're wondering, all right, what about Shedeur Sanders? Is he going to get drafted early, or is he going to be one of these guys who falls down? Brad Biggs says the Giants will take him at number 3. You go with that? Does that make sense?
I wonder if it hinges at all on whether or not the Giants are really in play for Aaron Rodgers.
And maybe this changes if they get Aaron Rodgers. Or maybe it doesn't.
I actually wonder if it shouldn't, because that's a pretty great... If you're a rookie quarterback and you're coming in and say Aaron Rodgers is the starting QB, and that's a big if, given his age.
You can sit.
The pressure's off. You know, the pressure's off for at least a year. Shedeur Sanders seems like he's built like that to me. Yeah, he's built for that life.
Could you see the Colorado Buffaloes, could you see them having picks back-to-back? Because Brad Biggs sees it that way. He says the Patriots, he's got Travis Hunter going to them. You know, it's hard for me to imagine Travis Hunter playing both wide receiver and cornerback for that particular team.
I think it's hard to see him doing it for any NFL team, given how many responsibilities there are now when it comes to what you're supposed to do for each group that you're in position-wise out of the week. I think about the coverages.
Maybe he starts as a cornerback and then has sub packages for him on offense.
I assumed that his higher value out of the two positions was defensive.
Absolutely. In today's NFL, if you're a lockdown corner, if you're projected as such, those don't grow on trees.
That's what's earning you money.
Exactly. There's a lot of wide receivers out there, but there's not a lot of guys doing the types of stuff that we've seen.
The high-paid wide receivers are getting paid, as we just saw,
yes,
in Cincinnati. But if you can be an effective corner, you will get paid.
All right, so that gets us to the Jacksonville Jaguars at number 5. Brad Biggs has defensive tackle Mason Graham out of Michigan going to Jacksonville. Here's what Brad Biggs writes about that. New GM James Gladstone got the job in part because he was part of a Rams front office that drafted well. The Jaguars could use an edge rusher as 2022 number one pick Trevon Walker hasn't lived up to his draft slot. They can also fortify the middle of the line with Graham.
Graham is very highly rated. There are a lot of people, not just Michigan biased, who think that he can be the type of player that I wouldn't put him in the likes of Aiden Hutchinson, but somebody you can build around on your line.
Somebody who can disrupt the passing game and the quarterback and still get the job done against the rushing game as well. So number 6, we got the Las Vegas Raiders. We're getting closer and closer to 10, by the way. Jalen Walker, edge out of Georgia. This feels like a good pick for the Raiders because the Raiders need the best player available. They're in that type of a mode.
Yeah, and he's also somebody who people like the range that he plays with. He had decent sack numbers, you know, 6.5 last season for Georgia. So that's somebody who graded well.
And number 7, we have the New York Jets. Don't forget that they have a new quarterback because Aaron Rodgers has left the building and Justin Fields agreed to a 2-year, $40 million contract. Brad Biggs says tight end Tyler Warren out of Penn State. Do you like that fit?
Tight ends are deserving of going in at least the top 15.
Well, he'd be the top tight end off the board.
Yeah, at number 7.
He'd be definitely a safety blanket of sorts for a younger guy. And I say younger like he's still 20. He's not that young. Justin Fields has been around for a minute now.
Yeah, once you're under second contract, you know. You're considered a vet at that point.
More edge work from the Carolina Panthers, Mykel Williams out of Georgia, to the Panthers. You good with that? I feel like this...
Yeah, because they've been building through the lines.
Yeah, I feel like everyone is now on the same page as far as if we don't have a good line, we're just going to build up our line and worry about the other stuff a little bit later.
They're
going to
draft, yes. Or at least do what the Bears did, which was create their own free agency.
And the Panthers did look better at the end of last season compared to the beginning of last season as well.
And if you heard Ben Johnson mention them at the Combine, he did mention the part about how they built through their lines. Like, you saw that offensive line help really help for them in the latter part of the season.
That takes us to pick number 9, a.k.a. the pick right before the Bears. Brad Biggs says the New Orleans Saints will take a right tackle out of Missouri, Armand Membu. Here's what he said about this. The Saints are mired in ongoing cap issues and will have to draft their way out of mediocrity. Barring a trade down, this will be the first time they have picked in the top 10 since choosing USC defensive tackle Cedric Ellis, 7th in 2008. Membu projects as a top flight right tackle or guard.
But I'm surprised that he's drafted before the next name.
Okay, so we're at 10 now. And this is where the running back conversation has to happen, because there are no running backs off the board. We know it's a deep running back class, but we've been told someone of Saquon Barkley or Bijan Robinson. I don't want to get you started.
It wasn't getting me started. It was just those were the facts surrounding his recruitment.
Yes, Bijan Robinson was that dude. So much so that the Bears thought the dude behind him should be drafted highly. So there's that. Brad Biggs has the Bears taking left tackle Will Campbell out of LSU. We know about the arm length.
That would be great.
Does that deserve that particular horn?
Yes. That is...
I know, to me, those the two horns are kind of interchangeable at this point.
Oh, okay, okay. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. So Will Campbell, he's got short arms. I'm tired of hearing about it, honestly. I'm just reminding people because that's like the thing about his scouting report.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But his arms.
But his arms.
They're only 32 5/8 inches long.
It's something he's been dealing with his entire life.
And his wingspan is 77, which is notable because other guys, I was listening to a draft expert. I listened to two different draft podcasts this morning. I can't remember if this was Dane Brugler or Benjamin Solak. But they're talking about how the last couple tackles who were drafted that had shorter arms under that 34-inch mark that people look at did have 80-plus-inch wingspan. So Will Campbell having 77 is a little meaningful.
Right, yeah. Because his torso is also not as wide.
Yeah, like his shoulders aren't broad enough to
wingspan. Yeah.
No, I got it. So
I also agree that the arm length and wingspan thing might be a little overplayed, but just about every draft expert and team people that have worked for teams say it does mean something for tackles. So.
But coaches are different about it. Like, coaches don't see it as being as necessary. Additionally, we've talked about this before. It's been pointed out. Braxton Jones has upper percentile arm length. Like, he's over average to the upper portion of that percentile. How has that worked out?
My big issue is...
I care more about your base and how low you're playing in your legs. And that's why I like Campbell. He plays with body leverage.
Yes, that is important. And this was a knock. He talked about this. This was a knock on him when he got recruited at LSU. In his college recruitment, they're like, oh, but your arms are short. He did pretty well at LSU, and I don't know if you know, but they play in the SEC, and he goes up against some of the other guys who were listed above him in this draft that he would have to stop.
So I think that the arm length thing, from a scouting perspective, and the reason there's not a lot of tackles in the NFL, like high-level tackles that don't have that wingspan, is because of the ability to punch outside.
Right.
Like, that extra inch and a half is meaningful if you're trying to, like, get, like, punch outside. If a guy's starting to get around you, that extra inch and a half is meaningful to be able to punch to punch outside and throw him off his route.
I understand that idea. But I also think that it really is a case-by-case basis for the reasons I just mentioned. Like, Braxton Jones is a good example. He doesn't play as low. You know, his base and his legs are not as wide relative to his body, like Will Campbell's, for example. Will Campbell's is in pass pro, he looks like he's more like a triangle, you know, because of how he stands. Jones is more upright. I think that matters just as much. It's about how you're using that frame. But I can understand why it's discussed. I just don't know that I think it's that serious. I think if you put him up against Campbell, against somebody else, say this is true. Say Campbell gets drafted by the Bears and he's in a position battle with Braxton Jones. I think it's a fair fight.
Do you think Braxton Jones can hold off Will Campbell?
I don't know. I know that Brad Biggs had an article earlier this week where he talked about how he thinks there's going to be competition at that left tackle spot outside of Jones and Amagaji.
I think there should be. I think that's healthy competition, and I welcome it because, well, I just want to see the Bears block people. You know? Get the best five up front.
That's, when you look at it retrospectively, that's a lot of capital that they've spent on the line. Like, a lot of bodies, a lot of contracts, a lot of deals, a lot of draft picks, but I don't care. Go ahead. If that's who is truly the best available and it can help you immensely, I don't hate it at all.
And I think that another thing with Will Campbell is that, okay, let's say you take him and you figure out, like, okay, he's not really an NFL tackle. I think he's definitely going to be a good guard if you move him there. So at that point, if you say, okay, tried him at tackle, didn't really work out, but now we're probably moving on from Joe Tooney, and here's our left guard.
And also someone who, in a pinch, can swing out to left tackle, which versatility is the name of the game when you're talking about offensive linemen in general, but specifically a guy who could probably play projected at a Pro Bowl level at the guard spot, if not be a good left tackle in the NFL. I want to go a couple of spots deeper in this draft, though, to get to a specific name, which I know you know who I'm talking about. But the 49ers draft 11th, projected by Brad Biggs to take Will Johnson, the cornerback out of Michigan. That's one more. And then the next spot is a team you know a little bit about, right, Lila? The Dallas Cowboys. Jerry Jones and company projected to take running back out of Boise State, Ashton Jeanty. And here's what Brad Biggs says about this. The Cowboys could use another piece for Matt Eberflus's defense, but it's a perfect fit for Jerry Jones to tap the super talented running back who played at Lone Star High School in Frisco, Texas.
Jerry does love a good local guy.
So I'm interested to see if this is how it goes. If this is how it goes, I'm fine with it. But Bears fans, some of them, I feel, there's a pocket who would be like, why didn't you take Jeanty? But I trust Ben Johnson in building his offense and his playbook around that offense, that whatever running back they do end up getting will be sufficient to fulfill the needs of Ben Johnson.
It is harder to find a good left tackle that you can build around in the NFL than it is a running back to run your system.
Absolutely.
That's it.
I agree.
There is more of a supply of good running backs than there is good left tackles.
So supply and demand matters?
In this case, yeah. One you're going to pay a lot more for in free agency. Which one do you think that is?
I believe it's going to be the left tackle.
Unless you're Saquon Barkley. If that guy even gets to free agency.
And Saquon
not Saquon,
Barkley
but your physical left tackle here.
And for Saquon Barkley, that's the industry standard as far as pay. So, yes, I agree with you completely. The offensive line is the way to go. You can, and you can look at the Eagles' offensive line, just for example, compared to what the Giants' offensive line was. And there's a reason Saquon Barkley was doing what he was doing. Some of those plays, yes, he extended them because he's a great running back. But the initial holes he was running through, you, me, Studs, Ray, the four of us together could find our way through those holes.
Well, and you know, you say like, okay, you know, even the pay scale, how much more money do you think the highest paid left tackle in the league is making compared to what Saquon Barkley, now the highest paid running back in the league, is making?
Right. That's not a function of them valuing Saquon lower than other people. It's them valuing how you need to pay left tackles. Like, that's the league's opinion.
I'm going to say somewhere between 150 to 200% of Saquon Barkley's average annual value.
Well, it depends on what part of the contract you're looking at. But if we look at total value for Trent Williams' contract, $82.6 million, Saquon Barkley's total value was $41.2 million.
Over how many years? Do we know that?
That's not in front of me right
but
now.
But that's double. That's
yeah, between 150 to 200%.
Did you see the note that came through via Aaron Lemming? This was a couple days ago. Aaron, thanks for pointing this out. One of my favorite Twitter follows. He says, according to SpotRack, Jonah Jackson's new contract extension numbers are out. 3 years, $52.5 million with $29.75 million guaranteed. Cap hits of $10.5 million, then $25 million, then $17 million in 2027. Deal is ultimately guaranteed until 27, when they can get out of it for a $3.5 million dead figure. Come on, 2 years from now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely one way to look
at it. A year from now. Like, you're really hoping that he produces in that year where he's got the $25 million hit as well.
He'd better. Let me just put it that way. All right, we're going to switch gears, talk Cubs. Alex Cohen of Marquee is going to join us to talk about, well, a team that needs a win, as in its first win of the season. We'll talk Cubs when we come back with more Bernstein and Harris, later Rahimi, and on 670 The Score.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.